Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Trump is Biden. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, I bet you're saying, what do you mean, Gonzo? How is Trump like Biden? They're very simple. They both are compromised. Yes. Wasn't he giving money to Ukraine and sucking Israel's cock? Yes. And isn't Trump doing the same thing? Yeah, he's not giving anything to Ukraine. Not that I know of, but who knows? But he is sucking some Jew cock. He is married to... No, he's not married to Jews. But he did convert to Judaism, and his kids are married to Jews. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Just saying. Yeah, there's a lot of hints there. We're gonna go over there and start saving Israel from the stupid shit they did. Why should we save their asses after they're the ones that attacked Iran? I don't know. We should be running away from these assholes. Right? Just saying. Yeah, well, don't we have that one douchebag that's the Secretary of Defense? Hegsef? UNICEF? Whatever, Sef? Fucking Zangief? Whatever? Yeah, well, let's see the clip where he starts right there running his mouth saying that he's gonna be doing this, that, and the other. I don't know, man. You could take it any way you want it. This is what I see. But, of course, I'm stupid.
He's still aiming for a nuclear deal with the Iranians?
Yeah, you wanna believe this crap? I don't know, doesn't Free Reign say something about not trusting something? What was it? Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was something about demons. You're not supposed to trust them? Eh, I don't know, but whatever. You do you, boo.
Of course. The president's, as he said today, his position has not changed. What you're watching in real time is peace through strength and America first. Our job is to be strong. We are postured defensively in the region to...
I think we should stay out of the region. And if Israel did all that shit, you know, they need to rot. Let them rot. They made their bed and let them lie in it. Just saying, right? But of course, I'm the stupider one, because I'm not president.
Be strong. In pursuit of a peace deal. And we certainly hope that's what happens here. And America first means we're going to defend American personnel.
Yeah, bullshit. You trying to say there's American interest and all that? No, to me, it seems you're trying to do Israeli interest. Just saying. But you're stupid and you think we're stupid like you. Meh.
And American interest. So when you see jets and you see air defense assets and counter UAS assets, that's because my job as the Secretary of Defense is to ensure that our people are safe and that...
Hey, I got an idea. How about if you just tell all the Americans right there to leave? Tell them, hey, come back to America. That place is going to get lit up. Wait, it already is lit up, right? Yeah, they're making it rain. I bet they wish it was raining dollars, but no, it's raining missiles. Oh, but it's Gay Pride Month, huh? So I wonder if it's raining men. I bet that's what they wish, right? Yeah, let the gay future begin. Let the semen flow. No, no, fuck that shit.
We're strong so that we can set the conditions for a deal. And President Trump's made it clear it's on the table.
You guys are liars. Nobody's gonna trust your punk asses. Just saying.
The question is whether Iran will take it.
All right, so the deal is still on the table, but all options are on the table from what it sounds like. What does that look like?
I tell you what it looked like. Nothing but lies and backstabbing. Yeah, you gonna trust America and Israel from them doing what they're supposed to do? Yeah, do you remember the Minsk agreements that are supposed to be in Ukraine? Yeah, yeah. Only a dumbass will fall for these guys' bullshit. Yep, nobody has credibility anymore. Trump has his credibility went down the toilet. Yep, just like how the US is going down the shitter. And whose fault is it? All these dumbasses. What are we gonna do? I don't know. I guess we're gonna spread our butt cheeks. We like getting fucked in the ass. Yeah, look at everybody. Everybody's all scared. Are we gonna fight or are we gonna do anything? Or are we gonna suck more dick? I don't know. Let's find out, right?
What it looks like right now is we're vigilant. We're prepared and we've messed.
Yeah, be prepared of fucking lies. Just like how this old hag is lying. Fucking A, man. This is bullshit. It's like that Nazi meme. Oh, are we the baddies? Yes, yes we are, Timmy.
Consistently from the beginning that we're in the region to defend our people and our assets. And Israel took an action out of self-defense. We believe that Iran, as President has said from the beginning, should not have a nuclear weapon. That position hasn't changed.
No, Saka, there is no reports of them having any nukes or anything like that. They could enrich their shit 60%.
They can give it up peacefully. That position hasn't changed. And as a result, right now, we've got assets in the region and we're going to defend them.
Who are these assets? I would like to know. Follow the money. You will find who it is. Yeah, it's these freaks, huh? Oh, man. I'm so disappointed, but it's the world we live in, right?
And we're gonna be strong in the process. So people are reading into a lot of aspects right now. We're strong. We're prepared. We're defensive.
Sorry, pal, you're a liar. You know we're gonna fight for Israel. Yes, we are. Of course we are. Yeah, and fuck the world, right? Oh, fuck. I guess we're gonna go to hell, aren't we? Shame, shame. Just like this guy. He thought he was Billy Badass, and look, now he has his tail between his legs. Or something's between his legs, right? Not his penis, that's for damn sure. what a lame-o. Yeah, well, let's see how many suckers are gonna join the fight for Israel. I, for one, ain't gonna do that shit. You're gonna have to drag my ass to go there. I'm not going. Fuck that shit. Why should I fight for a country that hates me? Right? Are you gonna do this too? Are you gonna join the military or whatever to go help Israel? Nope, not me. So if you are, then you're stupid. And what the hell are you doing? Go drink some antifreeze or something. I don't know. Don't do that either. Don't. Just don't. Just be happy, free, and do the things you gotta do, but not this. Don't die for a country that hates you. Just saying. Well, anyways, you guys take care of yourself and be the best people you can be, because everyone else sucks at life. So, goodbye.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Ghislaine Maxwell was one of the most prolific Reddit users of all time and was a moderator of the subreddit World News, among others? Allow me to introduce you to Maxwell Hill. Reddit user, actually the very first Reddit user to ever get 1 million karma points. Active since 2006, okay? It actually is the 14th highest karma receiver on Reddit in the history of Reddit, this account. I should also point out that her family in Britain lives at Headington Hill Hall. Maxwell Hill, anyone? But you guys want to hear something kind of interesting? Maxwell Hill hasn't made a post in over 4 years, after posting every damn day, pretty much. So, right when Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested back in 2020, Maxwell Hill, the Reddit account, stopped posting. That's interesting. Let's take a look at some of the posts that Maxwell Hill made over the years, shall we? Meanwhile, in some American states, not only may you have sex with a 13-year-old, you may marry the 13-year-old. Oh. Out of curiosity, do you or anyone you know in other American states, apart from New Hampshire, still entertain these laws which allow 13-year-olds to marry? What the f***? Then there's this article. Take a look at that article. That's Maxwell Hill posted that article. I can't even read it, but yeah. And here's her griping about how it's inappropriate to approach children nowadays. In May of 2007, Madeline McCann disappeared, okay? Check this out. You can see here a large gap in Maxwell Hill's posting. And like I said, she posted every day. So that's interesting. Here's the police sketch of the suspect in the Madeline McMahon case. There's also a thread where Maxwell Hill says, replies to a comment in which it says, winter doesn't start until after December 21st. Maxwell Hill said, well, my birthday's after December 21st. Ghislaine Maxwell's birthday? December 25th. That's weird. And for anyone that's going, oh, but why would they bother? Why would she bother doing that? Take a look at what happened with 4chan. The 4chan hack revealed that most of the people posting about QAnon and other things were Mossad and CIA agents. Do you guys know who Ghislaine's dad was? I know you do. I'm going to say, like, it's pretty compelling. I'm going to say that is definitely her. Definitely maybe. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Crazy. That'd be crazy, though, John. That'd be just crazy.